Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Lekker koel oggend hier in Gauteng vanoggend, Johannesburg 11:22, Pretoria 13:24 en Mbombela 13:22. En met Vrydag nog vars in die geheue, president Cyril Ramaphosa het die land gister by die Unie gebou toegespreek en gesê slegs diegene wat kies om nie te sien nie, kan sê daar is nie vordering gemaak die afgelope 30 jaar van demokrasie nie.
We have sought to implement policies and programs that advance equality and human dignity in areas like economic empowerment, education, healthcare, social support, and the provision of basic services.
Nou, die dag is gister gevier met gemengde gevoelens oor die vordering waarvan die president praat.
If 1994 didn't exist, we would need to create it.
Those who don't know where we come from take it lightly about our democracy for the last 30 years.
It's difficult at the moment to be optimistic. We have high rates of unemployment, high crime rate, social dissonance.
En dan in Rustenburg is die polisie op soek na vier verdagtes na die moord op 'n 54-jarige plaaslike raadslid in die stad. Sy is Vrydag aan doodgeskiet terwyl sy in 'n familielid huise gestap het. Brigadier Sabata Mokgabone het meer besonderhede.
An approach on the gate when one of the four unknown men who were following them got closer and allegedly fired two shots. The victim's cousin ran into the yard and screamed for help. The victim's brother got out of the house and spotted the suspects running away and eventually fled from the place with a BMW.
Niemand is tot dusver in hegtenis geneem nie. Dan na Pretoria, die Tshwane Metro, burgemeester Cele Brink, sê dit kost die stad so wat 30 miljoen rand per jaar om onwettige rommelstorting teen te werk. Volgens hom kan die bedrag beter ingespan word indien mense ophou om die metro te besoedel.
Use the facilities that are there. We're working at expanding those facilities. Please don't ruin communities by just dumping everywhere. You will be expecting some far tougher law enforcement. We're going to confiscate vehicles that dump illegally.
Na die buitenland, Hamas het gister onlangs video's van twee gijslaars vrygestel, wat sê dat die Oktober 7 aanvallen op Israel gevangen gehou word in Gaza. Die manse familie vraag opnuut dat leiders van die groep menslikheid toon en hulle terugbezorg. En dan net voor ek groet tot 8 uur, een gouden horlosie wat behoort het aan een van die rijkste mense op die Titanic is gister in Engeland opgeveil vir $1.46 miljoen. Dit is een rekordbedrag vir wat vanaf die beroemde skeepswrak opgeveil is. Die horlosie is destijds aan die man se arm gevind na sy dood. Ek is Marlene Fouché. Our top story this hour. According to the president, only those who willfully shut their eyes will say South Africa has not changed.
Look everyone, he's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, look everybody, it's Barney!
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
Sunday morning coming down. I remember when we used to sit in the government yard in Trenchtown. Morning.